this coming Friday, we've got Out of the Shadows into the Light. It's Help Bring Suicide Out of the Shadows, as the name suggests, a World Suicide Prevention Day walk. And it's now in its 10th year this Friday at Burnie Park.
It is, Lee, so 10 years, which is an incredible achievement, especially here in Burnie. And the fact is, Lee, that tragically over 3,000 Australians lose their lives to suicide every year. And these are people who are our family, they're our friends, they're our loved ones. So the walk is this Friday, as you said, our 10th year, which is incredible. And it's a time to remember those who have lost to suicide and also raise funds and awareness and provide crisis support and suicide prevention services to save lives. That's what we want to do.
We do have a lot of organisations that do help out times of need, crisis support, anxiety, depression. So if you're doing a bit tough, Lifeline are there, 13 11 14, lifeline.org.au. And one of the members of Lifeline will be a guest speaker.
Yeah, that's right, which is fantastic. So it's great to have those speakers there. We'll also have a speaker from Headspace as well. But Lifeline, of course, being the organisers of the event, wonderful to have them there this year. So it'd be great to have Ben there. He's the head of the call centre of Lifeline. So that'd be great. And it's just like, come along. It's a walk, I guess, to remember a loved one, a personal tribute for a friend, could be a family member, or just show your support for those in our community that are experiencing emotional distress or mental illness. You know, it's through connection, compassion and hope that we unite together as a community to raise that awareness.
It all started back in 2012. From that point to last year, have you found, you've been to all of them, I take it.
Yeah, that's right.
Have you found a steady increase in the amount of people that do go to these things?
Yeah, I certainly have. There's been a big increase in the numbers that have come along, and I think that's a testimony as well to Deb King, who's the organiser of this event in Burnie. She goes above and beyond to get this underway and to get the guest speakers in and to organise the raffle prizes and things like that. And, you know, she's an incredible woman. And I probably say this every year, but without her, this wouldn't happen.
No.
And I've just seen it grow from strength to strength. And, you know, the unfortunate fact is the Northwest Coast is one of the highest rates of suicide, you know, in Tasmania. And I think, sadly, we're getting more families that have experienced losing loved ones this way. So, you know, it is getting bigger, but we're also getting people that are supporting those families. And I encourage people to bring a photograph of people or, you know, someone that they've lost, or even if, as we said before, even if it's just walking for mental illness, just come along and, you know, let's get it bigger and better. It's our, as I said, 10 years. So it's a pretty big achievement. It's only a $2 donation. There are raffle tickets, of course, which are just $2 each or three for five. The donation, you get a candle, you get a semicolon tattoo voucher from Bangarang Body Art, one of our major sponsors, a wristband, ribbon, and there's also a sausage and burger, of course, from the Rapid Relief Team, who do an incredible job.
Now, it all kicks off at 5:30 at Burnie Park this coming Friday. The walk starts at 7 o'clock. Whereabouts does the walk go to and heads back to Burnie Park?
That's right. So we're there at the Cenotaph at Burnie Park, so it's all happening there. We'll do our speeches there, and then we'll take off for a walk. We'll go in file, we'll have our little candles, and we walk up to the Foreshore restaurant there at the waterfront, and we'll have a minute silence as well when we get back to the Burnie Park. Where we meet back at the Burnie Park, Lee, is at the Semicolon Garden, which of course is a special garden that Deb designed to remember those that we've lost. So
plays a beautiful part.
Yeah, it really does. So we've got some live music there as well from Jenna, and it really is a beautiful night, and I just encourage everyone in the community to come down and share with us and walk for those that we've lost.
It truly is a wonderful atmosphere, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is, and it's an absolute privilege for me to be able to be involved in this because it's very close to my heart. I've lost about eight people, eight friends and that I've lost to suicide over the years, and it's quite, it's very emotional. Even I get obviously quite emotional about it, but I also feel very passionate about saving lives, like everyone that goes does the same, and it's really important to get this out there and you know, spread the word and know, so people know that there is help out there.
It's very personal, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
And just on that, the lovely Deb, pop into a shop in the Plaza Arcade if you've got any questions.
Yeah, please do. Bonita Leather and Accessories in the Plaza Arcade. Pop in and see Deb. Get on the Facebook page as well. You do need to register, so just for COVID safety as well. So please make sure you do that. And please come along. I'm looking forward to walking with everybody this year. So, yeah, even if it's cold, rug up, and hopefully we'll see you all down there.
Please mention that because that is important. So we must register before 5:30.
Yeah, register before. So if you can do that, just head online. All the links are on the Out of the Shadows Facebook page, or as you said, you can message Deb on her Facebook page as well at Bonita Leather, or give her a buzz.
And if you're doing it tough, life lifeline are there, 13 11 14, lifeline.org.au. Another wonderful organisation, Beyond Blue, beyondblue.org.au, 1300 22 46 36. There are many other organisations who truly do a wonderful job in our community as well. Out of the shadows and into the light, it's fit beautifully with our calendar of events over the course of the year, and we look forward to it at Burnie Park this coming Friday, 5:30. Walk starts at 7 o'clock. Giovanna Simpson, thanks for telling us all about it on Sydney Breakfast this morning.
Thank you, Lee.